faced old stallion. They caught him and they brought him back, and they laid him down on the jailhouse ground with an iron chain around his neck. When Riley's daughter got a message that her father was going to hang, she rode by night and came the morning with gold and silver in her hand. And when the judge saw Riley's daughter, his old eyes deepened in his head, he said, "Gold will never free your father. Know the price, my dear, is you instead." "Well, I'm as good as dead," cried Riley. "It's only you that he does crave, and my skin will surely crawl if he touches you at all. So get on your horse and ride away." "Ah, father, you will surely die if I do not take a chance and try and pay the price and not take your advice. For this reason, I'll have to stay." Well, the gallows shadow shook the evening, and in the night a hound obeyed. In the night the ground was a groaning, and in the night the price was she had awoken to find that the judge had never spoken. She saw the hanging branch abandoned, and she saw her father's body broken. Seven curses on a judge so cruel. One doctor cannot cure him. Two healers cannot heal him. And three eyes cannot see him. Four ears cannot hear him. Five walls cannot conceal him. Six beggars cannot steal him, and seven deaths will never free him.
Thank you.